And now this is a dictation for Michael Kipp, K-I-P-P, July 6, 59, addresses a letter to Dr. Shamin, S-H-A-M-I-N, 629-A145. Dear Dr. Shamin, follow up for Mike, who has chronic kidney disease and cardiomyopathy, last visit August. Comes accompanied with wife, follows with cardiology Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N. He was given a trial of Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A. Within 3 days, developed severe hypotension, hypovolemia, near shock, with loss of consciousness, received aggressive hydration. He was also incidentally positive for coronavirus. There was no acute myocardial infarction, gastrointestinal bleeding, or a stroke. He does have a pacemaker. He's able to eat. He was released the same day after emergency room evaluation, as he was clinically stable, as well as hospital was without beds. All this happened late December. Presently, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination. He denies any pain, no dyspnea, no orthopnea, no PND, no falls. He also follows with electrophysiological doctor, Dr. Meliana, M-E-L-I-A-N-A. Next paragraph, medication list review of the Farxiga. Remains on Entresto, Bisoprolol, Demadex, Coumadin, Emiodarone, cholesterol treatment. On physical exam, weight 238. He has prior stroke and intracerebral bleeding. Some problems finding words, but no respiratory distress. Lungs are clear, pacemaker, no pericardial wrap. No abdominal distension ascites. I don't see major edema. Next paragraph, chemistry in February, creatinine 1.7. I don't see any permanent changes because of the syncopal episode, near cardiac arrest. This is baseline creatinine for a GFR of 44 stage 3 with a normal electrolyte, acid-based nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Anemia 10.4, a normal platelet count. Notice that pro-BNP has been in the 70s to 90s, which is quite low. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3, stable over time, no evidence of progression, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, cardiomyopathy. Wife tells me that the last echo is around 46% GFR, previously 39. Clinically stable, if anything, probably in the dry side. And that will explain why the exposure to Farxiga caused syncope near shock. I did not change any medications. He's continuing salt fluid restriction and present regimen. He has prior stroke, intracerebral bleeding with expressive aphasia, clinically stable, blood pressure well controlled. Next number, pacemaker defibrillator. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next paragraph, other chemistries associated to kidney disease are stable, do not need to do change. Plan to see him back in 6 months. End of dictation.